Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. And we will be talking about dare to be a disciple, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dare to be a disciple, Jesus Christ. Amen. I give my text from Matthew 16, verses 24 to 26, and it reads as follows. Then said Jesus unto the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall save it. For what is a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name, Father, for being our Savior. Now, oh God, we just thank you that you have taught us well, Father, and you have given us John's word. Now, Father, we just ask that we be able to do the same by giving your word unto another. Oh, Father, because we all are disciples, oh, Father, who call upon your name, that we may be able to learn and to be a learner pertaining to your word. Oh, God, we not above one another. We are the same. And, Father, we just have the opportunity, as it is willing, Father, to give thy word to thy brethren. Oh God, we just thank you. We just magnify you and glorify your mighty name in the eyes and the ears of your holy believers. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning. Amen. We're talking about discipleship, amen. Most people are scared of the word and will not use this particular word that's pertaining to Christianity. Amen. Jesus called the apostles disciples. Amen. Mostly because in the church, the church is never teach on such things pertaining to discipleship, and they never explain what a disciple is. Amen. Amen. But further notice, amen, the word disciple actually means learner. Amen. You are a learner. It is the same word where we get our English word, student. Amen. Oh, God. The main reason in which the Christian church, amen, don't talk about this particular situation, give understanding pertaining to this, is because of what they would have to teach. Most churches want to focus on the prosperity thing rather than on the truth of the word. Amen. Now, if you talk about discipleship, you cannot leave the cross out of that, amen, because the Bible speaks of a daily cross, which is a daily sacrifice, amen, amen, meaning that you're going to have to sacrifice something daily on a daily basis, amen. This cross contains suffering, tribulation, sacrifice, and self-denial of the very things that we don't want to let go. Amen. So most people gain itching ears to be able to get out of this so that they can be able to hear what they want to hear rather than hear what God has in store for them to hear. Amen. So if you are thinking that you are a disciple, amen, if you are a learner of this word, amen, you have to be focused enough to learn the word and the whole word, not just what you want to hear. Amen. Amen. Meaning that you have to dig into this word, line on line, precept on precept. Amen. You have to be able to study to show yourself approved. Amen. Can I get a witness here? I say you have to be able and willing to study, to show yourself approved. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. All right, church. We are talking about dare to be a disciple. Amen, amen. Most of us wouldn't dare to be a disciple, amen. Some of us say that we are, amen, but yet we haven't learned, amen, true discipleship, amen. Because true discipleship, amen, is suffering for Christ, amen. I'm going to take you to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, amen. Verse 1, let's read that as follows. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, amen. A living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, amen. Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. This is your service, that you be a reasonable sacrifice unto God, not unto this world, but unto God. Do you understand this? Amen. You're not sacrificing to the preacher. You're not sacrificing to the church. You're sacrificing to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture said in verse 2, and said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Amen. Only way that you can do this is to by being a disciple, being someone who learns the Bible. Amen. Can I get a witness here? I'm not talking about just hearing the Bible from a preacher or from someone else. I'm talking about a someone that actually studied the Bible, that actually opens up the Bible and look at the Bible, study the Bible in the Greek, study the Bible in the Hebrew, study the history, study the apologetics in the Bible. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, hallelujah. Someone that wants to know the truth. Amen. Someone that wants to know the truth. Most of us do not want to know the truth. Amen. We just want to know part of the truth. Amen. But God is not part of the truth. Amen. God is the truth. Can I get a witness here? 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Amen. Said all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that a man of God be competent, equipped for every good work. Can I get a witness here? This is what the word of God is for, church, so that we'll be able to understand, amen, amen, what's going on in the word, that we can correct ourselves and we can do what's necessary to be able to overcome the enemy, which in use of the word have contradicted the word. Amen. Can I get a witness here? And have contradicted, amen, God by infiltrating the word, amen, through his preachers, amen, who is working for Satan, and through the multitude of devices that it has used through religion. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. St. Mark 8:34 says, and calling the choir to him with his disciples, he said to them, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. Amen. And take up his cross and follow me. To deny himself, you got to contradict. It's talking about contradicting yourself. It's not talking about fasting from things of the world. He's talking about contradicting yourself, contradicting your knowledge, contradicting your wisdom, your understanding. He's not talking about taking, starving your body. I know we have been taught that in the churches. He's not talking about starving your body. He's talking about contradicting your understanding. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Because your understanding is what is unclean. Amen. If you can cleanse your understanding, amen, through the knowledge of God, then you are able to overcome, amen, all else that you are going through, amen. So let us look at our understanding to be able, amen, to overcome this word of God. We must deny or contradict what we are thinking, amen, amen, as a part for what Christ has told us to think. Amen. Because we all, amen, we are all, amen, have been filtrated with all of this mess in the church today. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Matthew 10:37-39 says, whosoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whosoever loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whosoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Amen. He's telling you something. He's giving you analogies pertaining to those that are closest to you. Amen. Those things that are closest to you, meaning that you cannot love them more than God. Amen. We're talking about discipleship here. We're talking about denying self, contradicting our mindset, that we may be able, Father, to overcome these evil, amen, evil world, amen. Oh, God, so we have to be able to contradict self, amen, deny self, amen. And that self come from that stinking thinking. It come from what we have learned that is not right, amen. And most of it that we have learned is not right because we're not learning it for ourselves. We're not studying it for ourselves. We're allowing people, amen, amen, to brainwash us to believe certain things, amen. Amen, amen. That is not true. Amen. So, amen. I want to bring your attention, amen. If you don't mind, I want to bring your attention, amen, to 1 John, amen. 1 John, amen. I'm in 1 John chapter 2. 1 John. Let me see here. First John chapter 2. Amen. We're going to start at this 15th verse. Amen. It's 15th verse. Amen. Chapter 2, 1 John 15. It said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. Can anyone understand that? Amen. Can anyone understand that? Amen. And when you're talking about loving the world, amen. When you're talking about loving the world, a lot of people think he's talking about having feelings for the world. But that love that we're taught in the church is not the same love that we're taught in the Bible, amen. The love we're taught in the church comes from the word philia. And that's the word that you get touch your feelings from, amen. But the word agape, amen, is walking in the commandments of God, amen. So if you walk in the world's commandments, God say you don't love him, amen. But if you walk in his commandments, this is how he know he loves you, amen. For the verse 16 says, for all that is in the world, amen, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Amen. It is not of the Father, but it is of the world, church. Can we understand that? And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. That's agape love, to doeth the will of God. If you're not doing the will of God, you are not practicing, amen, God kind of love, amen, hallelujah. That's the reason why we have to read the scripture for ourselves. We have to read the scripture for ourselves. Now, going back to 1 John, I'm almost finished here. We're talking about being a disciple. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, amen, verse 4 says this. Verse 3 and 4 says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. This is how we know him. If we keep his commandments. That is very simple. If you don't keep God's commandments, you don't love him. Can I get a witness here? Oh God. Verse 4 says, he that says, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. A liar, church. Oh God. And the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected, matured. That don't mean it's straight. He's talking about mature, amen, whereby know we that we are in him, hallelujah. Why? Because we know we keep his commandments, amen, hallelujah. Well, some people might say, what if we mess up, amen, what if we mess up with God, amen. There's always a time we're going to mess up, amen. Can I get a witness here? This not talking about not messing up. This is talking about loving God. And the way that you love God is that you keep his commandments, amen. Oh God, this is the way that you love God, by keeping his commandments. Let me hurry up and close here. Amen. I'm in 1 John. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 1. Amen. This scripture says here in verse 1 of chapter 2, it says, my little children, excuse me, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not, that ye sin not, that ye sin not. If any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteousness, and he is our propitiatory for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for sins of the whole world. Amen. God is saying here, he say, we know, he know that we're going to sin. Amen. He said, those of us that do sin, you have an advocate, meaning that you have a lawyer. Amen. The greatest lawyer that ever exists, amen. One that will lay down his life for you, amen. Amen. One who will petition the highest court for you, amen. Enable that you will get yourself right and get your understanding right, amen. You have a lawyer in Jesus Christ, the high priest of all humanity. Oh, God in himself, amen, you have a lawyer in the highest court of human will. Oh, God, I sit here to tell you, church, you have, amen, Almighty God as your lawyer, your high priest, your God, your fellow brethren, amen, your big brother, amen, one who pleads your case in the highest court in the land, amen, because he knows that you love him by keeping his commandments.